is Alex.
Hey, Carson. Sorry about that.
No, no worries. I know my number kind of looks spammy, the 815-814, and sometimes people have, I don't know if you have an iPhone, like an automatic.
Yeah, I got an iPhone. I was expecting you, so it's okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, glad we could connect. Really, this is more informal, only because things are really kind of slow right now, to be quite honest, and I think that you would actually, was it Agatha?
Yes.
I don't think I've worked with them before, I guess. So Aquin's pretty large. I don't know if you have met with them before, or...
Well, that's interesting. Agatha referred you specifically. I thought you knew her, but maybe she came across you being in the industry. So I've been developing my network on LinkedIn, and I'm looking to compound my experience between the arts and software to lock into something really design-oriented. If you've taken a look at my portfolio,
yes.
I believe when the market starts to heat up that I would be very viable for a variety of positions, in my opinion. But I like to let the work speak for itself, and I'm happy to answer questions if you have about my experience.
Yeah, and that's kind of more the point of this, is really informal. Just kind of wanted to get a better sense of what you would be interested in, because you have some of that gaming experience, whether it's like Unity or Unreal. I see you kind of lean more towards programming.
Okay.
It seems like more productive modeling, if I'm not mistaken.
At the moment, I'm open to art and design type jobs as well, but those were AI algorithms for a startup I had, in which I was connecting really contract workers with contractors looking for efficiencies with the new remote work craze post-COVID. So that was what the algorithms were for, to better match and to kind of gameize the work product people do using special subcomponents and making it predictive. But just to kind of, you know, zero in on analytics for this whole new remote landscape to better derive more efficiencies and know what employees are able to do and make their job a little easier. But that was just a startup, so.
Gotcha. And then you've your CPA too. So, I mean,
it is a
political mindset
across the board. That's correct, but it's for any business knowing P&L, you know, it can't really hurt.
Right. But it sounds like your passion is in the gaming side of things.
Well, art and software.
And art, yeah.
Correct.
Okay. Well, because that's, and maybe Agatha had pushed towards me because I am kind of in this newer space we're calling the metaverse, but it's also heavily in gaming. We work with Meta and then also Microsoft, a lot of their studios, whether it's 343 working with Halo, Turn 10 working with Forza, we work with Pokemon, Sony, the Coalition that's working on the Gears of War franchise. So I mean,
yeah, I was actually an early crypto investor,
as well as
Xbox, avid gamer my entire life. But I play all games from handheld and port. I always adopted having the iTouch. Well, so espionage and strategy slash.
Okay.
But I think Fortnite is just really opening the world for capabilities and multiplayer, kind of paving the way in every way from art to the humanities, kind of like what Steve Jobs did. But I see that as the top.
So
it's tied into that, and that kind of culminates their entire philosophy. But with the art and the updates, not only being able to connect 100 people in one sitting, it is impressive enough, and this whole social kind of oasis, which hasn't been replicated, even though they were not the first to do it. They make updates every month, and not only from the art and aesthetically, I have a background with R&D, where I oversaw many companies, including in the Fortune 500, for as far as their data and what was being pushed to the cutting limits. And I know Fortnite is able to do that, as well with the mechanics and the motion, how just this past few months they've added more fluid and dynamic approaches. Gamers now sleek and kind of, they can be more nimble, as in they can crawl and jump slide. Mechanics you were seeing more of the advanced, higher level games from Microsoft and Bungie, the like, Ubisoft. But you would only see it in these compartmentalized facets in a way. I think the way Fortnite is just able to keep updating with their model, kind of too big to fail, kind of like a really big bank, but they're just operating on the metaverse level with graphics, and I don't know what they'll be able to do in the future. That's correct. Kojima and Metal Gear are really probably my favorite genre with Splinter Cell, but what Kojima did for a story, if Fortnite was able to combine that and maybe even add some humor, like think Entourage or Larry David even, not in the grandest sense, but to take the English language aspects that make something like Kojima, even though it was in Japanese, it pervaded based on imagery, it could tell stories and about military and pre-post-world nuclearized type conflict on the Cold War scale, and it combined these action and espionage with all of those types of dynamics of everything that people really care about geopolitically, but it, so many fascinating parts. If Fortnite could do something like that, that would be like a game breaker, in my opinion.
Cool. Yeah. Well, I can just hear the passion and the excitement about games in general.
Movies and everything. Big Scorsese, Tarantino fan, not to sound cliche, but I've really just been surrounded by higher level content, and I've been told if you're in the, like, just my parents have been showing me, like, James Bond when I was 5 years old, things like that. So, and also, I do writing on the side. I have that English kind of background, but...
So what kind of roles are you looking for? Because, I mean...
Just the arts, and I can do the software aspect.
Okay.
But did you look at the software and art?
Yes, I did see the art. Yeah, it was a lot of hand-drawings.
Those were actually done when I was in fifth grade, most of those.
Oh, wow.
Thank you. I didn't have anything more relevant as far as kind of cartooning and the types of games I was interested in to show for that, because I went through a big superhero phase when I was younger, but, you know, Marvel and everything is so popular now, but...
But a lot of it is freehand. I just bring it up because a lot of times...
Well, I do...
Roles, they are looking for, like...
I have Adobe with Photoshop and graphic design. I've taken courses and certifications since I was younger on those as well.
Did I miss that in your portfolio? Did you have any stuff with Photoshop or anything? Or was it all...
Yeah, so those were done in select courses, and I don't have folders current, but... To tell you the truth, with software and the hand-drawn aspects, someone with the skill set to do Photoshop could easily replicate those, even if they never learned it. I was fortunate enough that I knew, based on early from using the cutting tool, the little scissors. I've also done video design, so I've always had to manipulate images and coloring for types of shading. It's always such a big color, and spatial is every single aspect of the code.
Sure.
We kind of got taken a few different segues. I was trying to illuminate based on the things I like in games and where I see the industry headed, but there really hasn't been that game kind of to maximize the story and what Fortnite does with multiplayer, with the autonomous constant improvement. With what I said with R&D, I just saw everything a company could do under the sun, in between engineering all through to management or manufacturing, what was really possible. And that was kind of piquing my inspiration. But oh, you said how I was excited about this, and from what I heard, video game industry, and I have built games. I built a zombie survival game, and I'm planning on doing one right now, probably maybe, more strategy-oriented with better graphics. But I heard a video game is, if you know about the entertainment industry, to stay in it, and I feel that might be a large gap with a lot of software people, and maybe even art people don't know particularly about everything with entertainment, but with my experience and everything I've ever cared about, entertainment kind of sums up what I like. So.
Well, the game that you developed, could you share that with me? That wasn't yes. in your portfolio, was it?
No, and I understand maybe what I have done and or am capable. It doesn't exactly come... I was trying to demonstrate what I was really top tier at in that portfolio. But
gotcha.
With the zombie survival, it had about 20 different respawnable enemies. It was in Unity. And I also did demos in Unreal. And there wasn't much of a story, but it was just testing the landscapes, how many images you could pack into a different canvas, what the type of landscapes, when it would crash. And then understanding the bugs analysis, probably the most interesting debugging sessions I have had was working in video games, just the sheer number of items that can go wrong on a line-by-line basis, but being able to learn the system inside out just from building a couple games, I really felt Zombie was a good way to start with the ability to kind of represent simply with pictures, but you're able to get across the point of what you need to for the user end, and 20 different types of basically predators that they can come in any direction, but your map is limited, so you have to take the environmental constraints with basically what you have weapon wise. We had from bow and arrow to, you know, larger guns, pistols. Is there anything you'd like me to elaborate more?
No, I was gonna say that usually, especially with gaming industry, it goes a long way to a hiring manager. Resume is great and everything, but really what it comes down to is like showing off your work of like how can you contribute to the team.
Correct. Otherwise, yeah, I understand. And I'm working on the game for my portfolio right now, actually.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Just anything more you can share with me, and then too, like I guess so as far as like we do a lot of contracts.
Okay. Yeah, I know that's so common in the industry.
Is that okay with you if I contact you about those kind of roles?
That would be fine as a starting out. I was looking for full-time, but I would definitely consider a contract at this time.
And what would be like a pay rate that you're trying to target? I don't want to call about something that's like too low level.
Yeah, correct. So market pricing, you know, 60 to 80 would be fair, I believe, starting out. Mm-hmm.
And that would be around like 30 an hour, is around 60K?
Yes, sir. I was an accountant, so I remember.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, that's really kind of the gist. I wanted to get a better sense of what you're looking for, and this has been really insightful. And
thank you.
On my end is I put everything in our database, and what's nice is that you actually get an email that you can edit your profile. So.
Oh, nice.
Let's say you make tweaks to your resume, or you have a
right.
new stuff.
Oh, that's nice. Connected and kind of interrelated, so
exactly.
It saves both of us the work. Yeah.
But really, that's the gist of what I had, and I really appreciate you jumping on a call so quickly. And was there any other questions you had for me?
Basically, for the game I'll be working on and what I can include on the portfolio, how would you recommend it's presented? Like a... merely a link or screenshots, or because I may be doing it in a program building block, build box actually is the name, and
oh, just sending the link. or if you have an art station. Are you familiar with art station?
I haven't used it, but I've seen it.
Especially with you putting the pictures too. I mean, that's a great way to maybe just put those, what you've already done, on an art station, or to like have your own art portfolio. Let's say you just tinker around for a weekend, now you have some digital assets. Or I just always suggest ArtStation is a great way to showcase your work too.
Okay, I'll do ArtStation, and it's free and everything.
Yep. Okay. Oh yeah.
Okay, good to know. So you'll send me the link to post the resume, and will there be jobs I would look at, or would I just wait to hear from someone, maybe?
I'll wait to hear someone, but okay. I can send you the link directly to our open roles, and there's like a search function that you can look for certain things, and then now that you've talked to me, feel free to like poke me and say like, hey, I applied for this role, send me the link, and just like Agatha, maybe I haven't talked to them, but I can internally look up who posted that, and then give an extra poke of like, hey, so-and-so applied online. Alex, I've actually talked to him late last year. Sure, he might be a little junior, but his passion goes along with it. Basically, I can kind of
My
deck out for you, and then kind of, instead of it just being another application in a stack, I can kind of maybe try to pull you to the top. And again, no guarantees, but in this business, it's a lot of who you know, and then it matters about what you know.
I've kind of been realizing. So you've never come across Agatha?
I've been here about a year. Maybe she just, because the gaming team's fairly small. There's only three of us that do more like the creative stuff, and then there's two of us that do like the heavy development side. So with you kind of falling into both,
I'm trying to look up. I don't think I've ever chatted her.
Well, that's okay. I was happy she was able to nevertheless make the connection. So thank you, Agatha. But what was I
doing? So she actually reached out to my boss, Kate.
Oh.
And Kate was like, hey, we'll have Carson loop you in and tell you about our open roles. So that's probably why.
Right. And when you started the call, you had told me, the big players, Microsoft, Bungie, Meta, I think.
Yep.
So, would there be anything you could see? I know, it, as you said, I'm starting out in, on the junior end, even though I am 28, but industry-wise, junior. Would you happen to know of any lower level that may be, like, I know the big guys are always hiring, but clearly, with my experience base, more kind of entry level for a not as major league, if you want to call it, level. Yeah, that's really what I'm looking for.
It's an industry word. It's like, well, have they worked on any AAA shipped games?
AAA, yes. Like,
even looking at AAA, it's not really well defined. It just means that there's a huge marketing budget. That's all that AAA means. It's not even like
kind of like a big four accounting firm.
But, I didn't know that that's the same. Well, do they make a certain amount of, like... Because the thing is, a AAA game could be a huge flop, but if they dumped a bunch of money into marketing, now it's a AAA game.
Well, it doesn't. Isn't it based on the company, too? Like,
yes, and, like, it's just such a loose term. It basically, how I kind of view it is, it's more of a style. If it looks really well fleshed out, not a lot of bugs, there's a lot of, so that kind of is a good segue maybe to get into the industry. If you would be okay with maybe looking at QA roles, quality assurance.
Considering that actually. Okay. As well,
I get polarizing views on it. Sometimes it's like, well, I don't want to do that because then I just pigeonhole myself into just doing QA.
Yeah.
But it's a great way to get your foot in the door and then see.
Yeah.
Because as a QA person, you'll work with developers, you'll work with artists,
right.
You'll work with other managers, and then
on my
building those relationships, stuff like that.
My R&D position, heavily I understood what the QA and assurance did, and sometimes people would kind of transfer industry-wise, but I understand you wouldn't be a hardcore engineer or really an artist, and it would be sort of different role, but I mean, foot in the door is always something I'd be interested in, but I guess do you have any clients not triple A? Or because those were the ones you listed. Okay.
So that would fall under like more mobile games. We were okay. Someone called Kazoo.
That makes sense.
They're building very like free to play, casual, maybe between the ages of like 3 and 11. Those kind of like maybe one or two button games.
Yeah. That would be good with my art background, but
exactly.
I'm getting the console is strictly for obviously AAA. It's because how would like a startup can make a mobile game and you post it on the App Store, but you really need kind of a conglomerate.
Sure, yeah. Yeah,
you need a conglomerate.
You can't really just
no, you can't make
put
it
together
no.
a game in your big garage. I mean, you can, but then it's not going to be AAA. It might be like
yeah. Yeah.
It might need to be picked up and then revamped by a bigger company. Like,
yeah. Well, this definitely cleared up that difference, and I see a lot of opportunity, actually, in kind of the network that you're acquainting me with.
So. Mm-hmm. Most definitely. And that's kind of what this is just more meat. And things... Oh, so I've been doing recruiting for about 7 years now, and no matter what industry I've done, whether it's telecom or engineering, or gaming now, right around Thanksgiving, just everyone is worn out from the year.
Mm.
Someone's on vacation. A lot of times these gaming companies actually close from December 19th through January, first week in January or so.
That makes just, accountants actually did something similar.
And it's just when new budgets get reset for the whole new year.
Yeah.
So just things come to a grinding halt. It just, and on top of it, just the way the economy's kind of been recently.
Definitely.
I'm seeing a lot of, like, tech companies.
Well, I am an investor, as I said. I did crypto early on, so. Yeah. I mean, luckily I actually cashed out because I predicted the downturn, but.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So, I am definitely looking for work, but I'm kind of at the end of that. I learned a lot in COVID, transitioning from accounting R&D to the software, so I do see jobs probably coming back in it, but...
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And what I keep hearing, too, so I've been more involved in gaming for the last 2 or 3, and it feels almost recession-proof. It's like, especially with COVID, they actually saw a boost in activity.
Well, of course.
And people just being stuck at home, yeah.
I read that in 2008, that one zombie games are kind of like the... our generation's Nazis, that you can just kind of kill a lot of them, and people don't particularly feel bad, so.
Get your frustrations out, yeah.
I guess, the typical audience might find solace in the zombie game, but recession-proof, I totally agree on that one. That definitely makes sense. But you said there might be some children's games opening, 3 to 11?
The only problem is that with those type of roles, so twofold. Basically, they are smaller, so team size is smaller.
Tiny contracts.
And fourth, yes, and the budgets are smaller.
Yeah.
So a lot of times, it's a newer endeavor for us. Our sales managers are kind of taking a risk on like, hey, will these people even pay their bills?
It's definitely.
So a lot of times, instead of going for like, okay, we'll spend a couple days, weeks looking for someone junior, I've just seen our sales managers try to shoot for like, okay, give us a leadership role.
Mm.
If we get someone who's like a project manager, now we have it in directs, because a lot of times they're talking with a CEO of like 10, 15 people, and they're busy, and we get that. So the idea is that, okay, let's find someone who's like maybe a level or two below you.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have a direct contact with that person who can be like, oh yeah, okay, here's some insight as to like we're going to need to build out a programming team, and it's a slower process, but now it's like once we've, and so why I say all this is that a few of these were in very infancy stages of our relationships.
I get
so
it.
So we're trying to find more high level product managers who have done this for a while. Once they get hired on, they are trusted by the CEO, then it's like the CEO gives them full reign, like, okay, now you start building out teams for us. And that's kind of our strategy.
Yeah. I didn't have a preference for kids' games, but you mentioned it, so that was why I asked. but if that was potential. But you do see me, you said, as being more of the software technical, not as much as the art, especially given kind of it was like hand drawings.
I want to see previous like artwork in whether it's Maya or 3ds Max or like you said Photoshop is, but a lot of these other maybe even like motion graphics too. It's just, I hate to say it, but seeing a physical drawing to a hiring manager that it's all, I guess, they don't, the showing the style's great, but the problem is they want to see someone, because it's a contract, they want to see someone come in, hit the ground running.
Yeah.
They don't want to train someone up on the programs, and they want, I'm not trying to burst your bubble or anything, but it is very, I don't want to set you up like, oh yeah, I'm going to have 10 opportunities by tomorrow. It's this is the reality, is that contracting is tricky in that they're hiring someone for a particular time to fill a need that their full-time staff can't figure out right now.
To solve a problem.
Yeah.
So they need someone even better in the technologies they're working in.
Sometimes it's more busy work, and that's why it could be junior. We're like, yeah, we just need someone to build out some assets, maybe make some lightning bolts for
but,
our environment.
Yeah, but so you're saying my combination of the software and the art background wouldn't be sufficient to demonstrate. They want someone who definitely used all of those tools, at least for a little bit, you're saying?
Yes, because you have some software experience, but it's not exactly tangible to creating 3D assets.
I see. Right. Even though I have done them, but yeah,
we gotta show that.
You have to show.
You just take our word, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I thought initially the correlation would be more clear, but I get definitely why, from a hiring manager point of view, it wouldn't make sense to have anything besides the exact match for that. But so entry people, they all have to have things built, even like someone out of college.
Yeah, so that's kind of the tricky part.
That's
when
the
you
anti
talk to people who are like 20, early 20s, out of college, who got a gaming degree, who actually had projects with, a lot of times it's teachers who actually on the side have relationships with these gaming companies. And like, have you ever heard of game jams?
Yeah, I'm actually trying to do that, but.
Excellent. Yeah. That's another way to just, again, it's a way to showcase your skills.
Yeah.
So, the more you have, the better. What the problem is with these higher companies, the AAAs that we use, is that they have to, I mean, hey, you're an investor. You have to meet your stockholders' expectations.
Right.
So, there's a lot of timelines. There's a finite budget on things. So, hiring someone right out of college is not the ideal for these AAA companies because they have to meet these deadlines, and so that's why you have to kind of get your foot in the door with someone maybe more indie based.
Yeah, and you're saying that your really only indie connections are the mobile.
Maybe even some blockchain, but these companies that we are, they're like, yeah, well, we'll pay you in our crypto, and our CEO is like, no, we are not.
No, of course not. No, I wouldn't buy crypto. No.
in their specific token, it's like,
oh my god.
Not even the Bitcoin. It's like, well, we'll have
very volatile.
We are working on a blockchain game that's backed by Microsoft, though. You can actually look it up now. It's called Shrapnel. And
spelled like shrapnel, like the bullet.
Shrapnel, yep, like the grenade.
Yeah.
That's your building, whatever.
Yeah.
And we actually got a few people hired through them, and they're actually paying with money because they're backed by Microsoft.
Mm.
But if you ever played a game called Escape from Tarkov?
I've heard of that, but I have not.
It's like a tactical, what is it? What is the actual genre? It's like an extraction looter. Basically, you go like rounds of
different waves of.
Yeah, and then you can, if you get to the end, you get to open up a loot chest, and then you actually, when you leave that arena, you get that item, and then you can sell it on their market to.
Oh, nice. People. That's kind of like a version of what Fortnite does, only you're kind of doing like an economy instead of buying skins.
Yes, and they're actually like...
interactive?
Well, and play to win, too. It's like, this gun is better. Do you have the...
Oh, yeah, it has the functional purpose.
Yeah, it's not just a skin for a skin.
It's not aesthetic, which...
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
So one area where it's kind of blockchain, but it's backed by Microsoft, so...
So they have kind of heavy controls.
There's no even anticipated launch date yet. It's still in its development stages. Like,
so, yeah, you're primarily looking to fill, like, Microsoft Meta positions. Right?
Yeah. But so we were called the gaming team before, and now we're calling ourselves more just Metaverse in general because our CEO really sees the Metaverse being the future.
Yeah.
It just kind of sucks that Meta has gone through this negative news, but that's...
Are you saying with, like, the moderation for, like, images for, like, girls?
Yes,
or?
Yes. And just, like, everyone's understanding of, like, well, they just laid off 11,000 people. Sure.
Yeah.
What's kind of good for us is that...
Is that the most in big tech at this point?
I think Google was around that too, though.
Yeah. I mean, across... But when you go up 10x in 3 years...
that's noticeable.
Because isn't that only like 3%? That's 3%... Are those like 3%, though, of like the add-ons since COVID?
Yeah, I don't know what...
Like...
Right? Is this kind of just a balancing out? It could be.
Well, I mean...
That's kind of what people overlook.
How could anything go up? Well,
exactly.
Also, if you shave the bottom, like, 2% of performers every year, then wouldn't it just be in line with a regular cycle? But if they're so conglomeratized, like, with that size...
So, if I'm a news outlet, I'm going to just headline that and not really go...
Yeah, like, 10% of...
Guy, though, you understand that part.
10% of a trillion is going to look like a pretty striking figure. Yeah.
And too, so again, they're laying off full-time employees. Why they're doing that is because now they don't have to pay stock options. They don't have to pay benefits. They don't have to do all this. Which could, in theory, and this is why we're trying to push this, is that now it opens up the door for contractors. Because they don't have to pay for that. That's our problem. As a contractor, you're actually eligible for benefits through us. Like, you have the same benefits as me.
I didn't even know contractors got benefits, so.
That's kind of why we position ourselves that way.
Oh, I see what you do.
It's not an industry standard, but it's kind of becoming more normalized because benefits are a big deal.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
So now we take on that risk from companies because, hey, this is a finite amount. I like to joke and say it's kind of like a dating service. You get to try the company out, and they get to try you out and see if it's a long-term match.
Yeah, I have actually heard of these types with finance. I can't think of a couple of those names, but I'm sure you're aware even of the ones in finance. You do things for finance, probably. But
I don't specifically, but yes.
Like, but you won't train the employees who go in. They have to already, obviously. No, I wasn't expecting that, but.
Well, that's kind of what we're trying to come up with too. Is that we do have programs. It's called... I think they're trying to rebrand it, but it's called Gymnasium, and because it's a way for you to train.
Yeah.
But you get have gains. To be on contract already, and then we'll supply X
amount. You have to have work with.
You have to be
business.
Bringing in money because then we'll pay for your more training so that the idea is that the higher you get, then we can send you off to someone else to make work your way up.
Yeah, so I'll be honest with you with, I guess, the technical round, even though I can do feasibly, I've solved so many technical problems, and as far as the code or the artwork, that I don't see anything that could possibly get in my way with that. The issue would be showing that on the paper. And
getting through the first gatekeeper.
The first gatekeeper, and then...
We don't have direct manager contact sometimes. We have to go through a third party who handles 50 relationships with recruiters, recruiting companies,
such as myself to get our way in to then be like, okay, now, Mr. and Mrs. Manager, now look at this resume. I vetted it out. It looks good on my end. Because it is time-consuming to look at hundreds
of course. You need to make it efficient. And
this third-party company wants to look good to Microsoft to be their supplier.
Yeah. And
kind of a game. It's interesting.
It is a bit of a chase, but like dating, as you said, but I do also appreciate how Microsoft is the big boys, and maybe you've noticed that I don't interview the best, and they want the best of the best, so...
No, you interview fine. You're personable. It just comes down to, again, just... you're going to probably have a lot of these conversations. I wouldn't shy away from recruiters reaching out, just being open to criticism, or just, like, new ways of thinking.
Yeah.
Again, those game jams will go a long way, too, just to, again, showcase what you know, rather than...
No one actually got back to me on the game jam, how I was reaching out to a team in Buffalo because I did my first 6 months of college at University of Buffalo, and I saw there was a game jam team there, and they were kind of one of the only ones in New York, minus a few others, but they were all universities. But I actually haven't received a response for my reach out from them last week. Do you have any... I know you're in Wisconsin, but... Any information how to break in, get paired with the team, or...
That's a great question. Not really. What I tell people, though, is wherever you graduated from, which...
it's not offering it Binghamton. No.
Well, even so, I would still reach out to their career services and just get on the phone with that person and even just try to ask for 5-10 minutes, explain what you're trying to do. They might have connections.
Yeah.
And
oh, okay.
Like, hey, this is what I'm trying to get into, and that could maybe help that career services open up a new line of business for their school. You never know.
Well, yeah, that was how I got my first accounting job, the R&D job.
There you go.
Yeah. But they had more of a formalized thing since I graduated as an accounting major, and you can only apply to some jobs, like, strictly as an accountant. But I know what you mean about growing, like, even though... I mean, we had a big engineering department at Binghamton, but since I came from the business school, like, I mean, it's definitely worth a try with that. But I guess you inform me other recruiters will be calling, and I guess now my question, like, what did you hope to accomplish based on my resume and the portfolio? Like, what would make me, like, infinitely more hireable than the way you saw me entering the call with what I have? And I know we talked about the experience with that and ArtStation, which I'm going to do, and then uploading on your site. And
actually being able to show 3D assets.
I mean, if that sounds like a fairly solvable problem, given I have the skills and I've done that, and given that I've only really updated my portfolio and my resume.
There's no guarantee that'll get you anything. No. You just spent weeks and months reading stuff and...
well, I mean, if that's the barrier for a front door, I really don't have a choice.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Yeah.
If this is really what you want to do, I would... And it sounds like you like drawing and stuff and a way to relax and also...
Yeah, it's not really drawing, though, kind of, as we discussed, but...
Well, sure.
If it was, then my,
3D creation.
Yeah, well, my step-pan drawings would probably be sufficient if it was truly a drawing.
And it's how to manipulate those softwares, what is the best tools to use, and it's a lot of, like, knowing the nuances of, like, like poly models and like showing how you could implement something without the game crashing or having it render really slowly.
Right, I was discussing that when I told you about the zombie game I did with the bugs. Okay. I mean, that makes sense.
Hey, look, I got this whole game, I did my own QA on it. Just getting someone to take a shot on you, but you have to show something that maybe really going towards one thing to start out. Don't be, this is just me speaking now, I've talked to a lot of people where they try to just do it all. And yeah. The common understanding is that now you look like
all over the place.
Yeah. But a
master of none. And it's tough because, I mean, as I said when I started, I don't think many people have all of the particular skill sets kind of in one, which I have, but almost my biggest strength might be the thing handicapping me in a lot of ways. Because I can't really focus in since I do have tentacles in four or five directions.
You need to, right.
Which is why you kind of suggested the mobile gaming arena problem.
And that's heavy in Unity.
And that would be perfect, because I have experience in that. In both.
And
so.
Those are more cartoony. So I know your style is more like, I saw the Scarface and the James Bond are more realistic, but...
I appreciate that. Some people have called my work cartoony, but people say that about Todd McFarlane, if you know him. But,
no. What?
Are you very familiar with McFarlane?
Oh, no, I just meant that,
about mine.
More realistic.
Oh, thank you. Well, yeah, I appreciate, you know, has a subjective...
Exactly, it's art, yeah.
Yeah. So are you breaking into NFTs or anything? I know it's so risky. Like,
no, some of our upper management is trying to. Do you have a headset by chance, or familiar with some of the apps that they have?
Headset?
Oh, so the Oculus.
We
have, like...
I was very curious, and... Me breaking into video games, actually seeing John Carmack in many podcasts, you know, of course, the Doom guy?
Yes.
Yeah. So I've been listening to him in podcasts for better part of 3-4 years now, and a few other guys from id Software. And their stories and what he's doing on Meta, breaking through, really making the Matrix of tomorrow, literally, like, starting yesterday, I mean, that makes me... fascinated and a big motivator for why I see it as such a blossoming industry, and not just with Meta, but like I said, with Fortnite and kind of other companies that can. But I mean, the Fortnite.
The problem with Meta is they're trying to focus on what will pay the bills. And
yeah.
Again, I don't work for them, but I can just see that they are pushing towards company usage because companies.
Oh.
Okay. Us in particular, we're doing a lot of Horizon workrooms.
Yeah, well, I know JP Morgan got one last year, which was big news.
Yep.
So that really shook the industry.
You mentioned it before. Everyone wants to work from home. Me personally.
That was my whole startup. So I definitely see that trend.
So that's kind of where the push is. I have a meeting later today in the metaverse with all my colleagues.
Yeah, and I heard Mark on Joe Rogan and Mr. Zuckerberg showing him the headset and kind of going over how I find it fascinating with the vectors and where the line of sight will attach.
Yeah.
How you only need to show one or two balls between the elbow and the palms, whereas the brain will be able to
fill it in.
More or less have that kind of symbiosis of the fusion between the corporal and sensory, going very cerebral, but it's amazing what the brain and a little bit of tech can blend together. So I find it all very interest-worthy.
Because the headsets
of course.
Are still pretty heavy.
The bulk of it, and that's why they say when Apple will make it an Apple 5 version, sleaker, you know, like
right.
one-fifth of the bowl.
I think Snapchat has glasses now, or they're trying to...
Yeah, they've had them for a little bit, but...
It's more AR-focused, though.
I think a little pause in the industry when the Google Glass kind of flopped 10 years ago.
There's a lot of R&D money just kind of burned
up. Yeah. I mean, clearly... if they're only making a few layoffs, a few tens of thousands layoffs now, I mean, I don't think it tanked them or anything, but so you're saying Meta? I mean, we've been talking about graphics and kind of multiplayer. I mean, home office, optimization would qualify as a multiplayer game. Just a productivity one.
Meta jobs that we see are like, yeah, they want character artists to make cartoony / realistic avatars,
yeah,
for their consumer base.
I feel like I could do that very well, actually. But they probably want not only art school people, but maybe even people with experience.
Avatar experience, and it's like 60 projects.
Oh, really?
Need someone to come in. Oh my god! And get out of there. It's like, well, come on. Who's going to
want? I mean, I know that. Yeah. Well, like the, what was it, like $50 billion a year or something that they're putting into Meta, or they stipended for like 5 years. I mean, for the actual Meta. We're like Facebook's Meta project. Meta's Meta. But you would think that they would be able to be kept a little longer than 6 weeks being such a major, but they really don't have runway to burn. If they need the undertaking that they need, they probably need 10 times the amount of people. So probably why they can only afford to keep people around 1/10 of a year.
Right.
But, I mean, keep your eyes open, please, for like the more art, and if you see something that, yeah, I don't have the Oculus, so I could not say firsthand Oculus experience, but you're basically coming with Meta and Microsoft jobs, and I'm looking into Microsoft with a Bungie. I hope Congress the European division does not block the merger with Activision / Blizzard Entertainment. I'm sure you didn't think I'd say this, but my mom's like best family friend, like the son in that family, has been a sales exec at Microsoft for like 25 years or something. So she's going to be showing him my resume in like the coming weeks. But
nice. Well, I did email you the.
I saw your email. So
I just want to make sure that I didn't forget to send you that, so feel free to poke around there. If you see something that's a fit, apply, then let me know, and I'll keep you in mind for things as soon as, I'm not gonna probably see anything before the new year, but as things come trickling in January, I'll definitely reach out if I come across anything.
Yeah, everything makes sense with uploading and the resume, but I mean, thank you for giving me almost a better part of an hour of your time.
Of course.
Cameron.
Hey, it's my job. I want to help you find a job and
Of course. Yeah. It's
relationship building, so
I agree. I guess more targeting in with how I will. So did you say there was a preference? I know we talked about either screenshots or the link or the files with the game, because the system I'm going to be working in BuildBox, the tier I'll be working in will only allow, I think, sharing through within the service. So I guess you're saying screenshots will be sufficient for, like, if I could paint a story.
It doesn't matter as long as it's, you can open it on the recipient's end.
Well, the recipient could open it on the tier that I'd be in, but they would have to have the, like, the thing downloaded.
Code and everything, or?
They would need the system build box.
Okay.
So, I mean, I could probably
screenshots are fine, and then maybe you can go into more detail. Like, I can share more.
Like, I could post the link and say, like, viewable in build box, and maybe a link to.
And maybe even have it in a few screenshots, and then, like, here's the actual game in
build. Yeah, like painting the story to preview, yeah. Kind of like what the App Store does.
Exactly.
Well, you want to tell a story, ideally, and I mean, you were complimentary on the call, telling me I'm personable and I have realistic artwork. Like, now I'm going to have a great weekend, but thank you for taking the time. I just wanted to be a better candidate so I could help your company help me and help the companies we would be contracting with, really.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, it was nice talking with you, Alex.
All right, Carson. So I'll get my resume up and I'll work on that game.
Awesome. So take care.
Good. Thank you. Bye. Oh, oh my god. No confidence. No.
I can't talk.
Oh god damn it, I'm a man. The man I am, so damn hot then. I won't stop till another man of fame and a shit and a damn and a sand so strand. God damn it. Fuck! I was on the phone with a businessman today. He didn't like me very much. He didn't give me his job. He had a job at Spacebook. And he didn't want me to work at the Nazi fucker, mother, kinda, child killing, filler up, animal torture org, shut up, the Aspy. Like Fincher, Soenberg got me so much. Sather turned.
Is that when you're terrible pictures with cops walking with you? Is that when you get the That's no good. Alex, just take care of yourself. Please don't get into trouble. And don't do vicious things. Please, Alex, you'll be happier.
Oh, Lord. I'm not well.
Please, Alex.
I love you.
You wanna be well?
Yeah, I ordered Chinese. Spare ribs in the wonton boot.
Alright, I can't.
Soup with rice! Noodles and crouton, my schmo.
Please, be
careful. What's your pookie? I got a horse and a lookie. God damn it, who fortune. Yeah, she's not well. No.
Yeah, but she's got a. She got a new shot.
No, she said it's worse today.
The new shot of that they're doing.
Today it's even worse, though. She would not be okay. Yeah. I think I love you till morning and the end of the day. You and me are we, and we live this life for so fine, and I'll sing up till the moment I rise. You and me were free. We do as we please from morning till the end of the day.
Fascinating, don't you?
Totally no trouble. Just in that one. Bye, Don. We got here at the end. Slap the cheer now, fan.
Hello, this is Paula.
Oh.
Please leave a message at the tone. Thank you.
Oh, God.
At the tone.
Whoa. Whoa.
those shots.
You reached Harrison.
Oh, he's gonna say some fake shit. Like, everything okay? No, bro. Should've told him that. Hello? I'm too creepy to answer. Oh Lord. Oh shit, it accidentally butt dialed the cell. Who is it? My stupid dumb bitches whore gay vice president of Hugo Calvin Klein no gay brother was like trying to genocide autistic people, even though he is also just like very social kind, and said that I was a loser account and it would never be anything. I lost that crypto, and he also said, this is her leaving it three times. I guess if you don't pick up, then you get what? 5614.
I look forward to hearing from. Hi, Alex. My name is Bailey with Room Source Group.
Hey, Bailey.
I know we haven't spoken before. I'd actually come across your information. And
they just make up their name every time.
I'm currently working on an accountant opportunity in White Plains, New York.
She sounds different every day based on the cycles of game beat by hubby. Wait, what did she say then? Hi, Bailey. Baby. Oh. Took on my nuts. Oh, it's a different girl. This one is a different one.
Oh.
Bailey. I go. I'll try one more time. My bro is so good. He's obviously doing nothing. Okay. Let me check in a few times. Did Avatar get better views? Cancun time. If it's 5, I'm fucking calling it right now. Oh, it's on this side of the coast. He's actually doing things. Getting his dick sucked the last opposite. Because he's a giant one. Dude, oh, that's the cheapest option available. You're fallible. Affable and laughable. Scepter, churn, snapter, to it lay. Sin through the or not. Savachan. Alright, you wanna play rough, big guy? Well, hey. If you can get it any cheaper, please refund me. We and more times to me. Fuck, I called Brett borderline harassment the sir earlier. Oh, I hate that fact, the accent, separatist, and suffragan. This is not well. I'm Goldberg. Golly! Shmabba shmoo 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 shmo Now that you're not mine, and now that I'm mine, we end our time. And love do I do. Oh, this is Fear 2. So stupid. And I almost spelled the wrong one. That's that ish? Yeah, the first one's always bad. Playable demo disc. Yeah, it's one. Official magazine playable demo disc. No, it's just a demo. Why the fuck would I do that? Shit, I go. Cause it's like vintage. Ain't nothing. And like Tucson. It is the better version, but. Hakuna Matata. Oh, they literally only have the first. And the third. So weird. What the hell? Oh god, I'm gonna have to pay for this one. Big leap. I'll try her again if you got an extra. It's only. Yeah. The fuck is this thing? Yeah, my love. Something else. Of course she will not. 12:12. There is none. I'll just type in Fear 1, but it doesn't give me fake Xbox One. Cold Fear. Oh, it goes for a lot. It's seen as a motley vestige of a sort. Alright, so what's goody? I'm just gonna call him. Cause he's so fake. Oh, he's not gonna pick up again. Nice. All right now, everybody wants to dance to the ballroom blitz. I don't know you, bro. Shit, motherly. Stop with your the rabbi lied. We all got just each other. Shit's a confide. By that. Yeah, where the F is this? So rare. To you there. You go for a lot. You saw him out there right now, I'm sure. Oh, shit. Here it is. Tested works. Why don't I believe you? I won't love on that. Friend that. I just don't believe it. There you go. That he's in. Oh my god, if he was going for $2, I'm alive. Wow, I forget you and Shabbat's measure. I won't do nothing. Fear. And I fear you. Eyes will find me, and the things won't bring me down. I will find Project Fear. Game only. Fuck that bitch too. And good dreams will take me down. It was so stupid, Billy on some. Oh, what's that? Wow. Now it's back worthy of compatibility for the ish. I'll keep it either way, though. Will Fear 1 work on Xbox? You can buy it on GameStop. For 10, but only for PC, makes sense. Who is a fucking disk drive? Oh wow, it's for $5 on Mercari. They banned me though. Is it the box too? Oh, manual only, and 3 for shipping. You're a weird cat. Platinum? Oh, I need this. Platinum hits. Friend, can you please help me out in price? I lost my job. God bless you. I send so many of those a day. Infinitely, generally. Fleshman is in trouble. The entire Max Payne series and Fear franchise are now playable on Xbox One for the very first time. But I want to work for them without a connection. Or I thought it was 5 there. Might be. Go on. Talk about the call with the recruiter. And Fear for Xbox. I haven't seen the North. Yet since this afternoon, he's on that Eastern time. Oh, what was I even gonna ask? I'm basic-ish. Like, do you talk to more people, or are they all a waste of time? You said you can't rely on them. Well, check the brainstorm out. Thinking out loud, I could be. We can talk. Okay. Have fun. I go. LLP, hi, yeah. I go. Thanks, B. I go.
Hello.
Yeah, babe. Kids today don't want the box. This diglet open thing. Oh, baby. Yeah, baby. Oh, it's a wild world. Trains just like a child. Oh, I know who to call. It's Ivan. My bra. Shit, bra. Shit, motherfucker.
Hey,
baby.
Hey, what's up, bro?
Well, it's goody, man, Sleazy.
Nah, I'm just chilling.
How
goes?
Shit, my motherfucking nigga, I need a job. Motherfucking bee, shit. Nigga, I need work. Fuck. And my Chinese food nigga just got off now, Gianella. Oh, a beautiful African bae. Yeah, she has a bag over her top of her head and everything. I love Chinese. But fuck them. Yeah, like the Korean is where it's at. Just never date a Korean chick if you know what's good for you. As David Cho said. Feel me? Yeah, what's. I know. They will take your money and your fucking life and suck your soul out worse than the Jewish ass asshole. Yet they ain't got as much to show when it comes to the down low and the hole, you know, bro?
Of course, bro. Those China bitches are crazy.
I like it. Bro. I love it.
Bro, what you been up to? When did I see you, bro?
I need to seek tangible risk mitigated app employment, consistent income from a check. What did Home Depot say when you called? If you could work there or not. We gotta subsidize two incomes now for our plans.
But so you gonna work at fucking Home Depot?
I wish. I ain't even got a call. You?
Hell no. Yeah.
But pre-COVID, you thought it was kind of nice to try to get you to cash in his stolen plumbing supplies that he would just take from houses he worked at. And he would, like, say, I lost a receipt. No worries. And if you're
trying.
You lost your ID and you couldn't do it. Say what? And he was so mad.
Yo,
he was mad you had cash up
in there.
Yeah. Wait.
Oh,
Joey Balafuco?
Yo, my ring got stolen by a fucking cop and my.
Wait, what?
By someone from the Bronx and shit.
B.
Like, what the fuck?
B. What are you saying, my guy? This
I'm
is crazy.
I'm telling you.
What did your dad do?
Oh. I was like, what the fuck?
Just all pathological. Wait. And that's Josh Tabbs' brother?
No, Paul's my brother.
He got arrested?
No, my brother got robbed, and my ring got robbed, and fucking my ring got robbed. And
your ring? What ring? Your hooker ring? Cam killer? Diamond ring?
Yeah, the diamond ring got fucking robbed. My chain got fucking
robbed. Shit. Oh, my nigga. You need money? Do you want...
Bro, but like, I need at least 50 thou, bro.
Okay. Oh, I'll call my grandma. Maybe she has a good insurance policy. Who knows? You know? I don't know.
Bro, hey, I'm just saying, like, bro, I need it by fucking Christmas, though, bro. I'm not even...
Alright, I'll try to send it over.
Because, like, the thing is, bro...
What?
Just make sure that, you know, tell your...
What?
Don't send it to the bank.
Alright. I said it's fine.
My friend.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, I don't
No. Nah, me either. You're a good fellow.
So, honestly, you know, don't make it, you know, just make sure when you bring it, just put in,
no, they don't know. Shit, niggas be popping and trigger, just don't know. Fellas, hello. I will be your gun and trouble. And then, bitch.
Yeah, you know what, bro, Alex? We should work together one day, bro.
It's profitable.
You know, like, we gotta buy a secret house that nobody knows about.
Right.
And plus, like, if a neighbor's ask any of us questions, just tell them.
I know.
Yo.
Okay.
Like, just tell them, like, yo.
Exactly.
Just
exactly.
Tell them this is like,
that's what I'm saying,
like
bro.
McDonald's.
I'm telling you. Burger King.
Burger King, yeah.
Wendy's, nigga. Attend to these. Drink, bro. I'm so hungry. No.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. That I feel good, but not, it's a hard world and it gets you down. Dream of sad times in the cry world. Sorry, I'm trying to sing it to my girlfriend, but she won't come over because
who's your girlfriend?
All these bitches caught me jerking off on my phone and now I ain't got no girl. And I was on the train station. I had to go to that dreadful Giants game. And it rained, and even my brother admitted it was the worst decision after he refused to get Ubers each way Del required. Love of my life on the motherfucking train platform. And she looked so heavy with heart. She had dragonfly tattoo and backpack, Stampaloo, and another bejeweled little Tarantalo, you know, director. It was with eight legs. All, Scorpio. It was a scorpion and a dragonfly, maybe a ladybug. And bro, she just gave me the fuck me eyes. And like, I stared at my phone thinking it'd be hot. And I kept drinking my Four Loko in the plastic bag as people were laughing. And my bro just looks at girls who want to fuck in the city. Like, he thinks he's so liberal and woke by, like, not ignoring them, but not just like acting as if they're just a random like black old man. Just behave not, but like I'm clearly ignoring, like being on my phone, and I thought that would win her. But then I got on the subway, fuck off behind me, where he ran away from her the second the train came, and she didn't get on our train, but she stayed and looked so sad through the window cellophane. Like, she wanted to get absolutely gutting, Nova inside, Falva pulverizing, but by some gladiatorial, like, massive Uckland, like, The Rock's father, Brock, Honor, just whatever, like, who was big before Momoa? I feel like there's literally no one that ever looked like Momoa in the history of, like, entertainment, except for Genghis Khan was supposed to be massive and wasn't even close to that big. So, Ronnie Coleman, like, who else is like a type? But Momoa is like better looking than Ronnie, and not just because he's black, but are there any even black guys that are that handsome, like that big? I feel like if they're black, they're just like huge in like every way possible, and like too large to be good looking at that point. It's not like a Don Cheadle type atmosphere. It's very racist. But we'd say that about a white fucking white dude, not a fucking Momoan or whatever he is. Like, I ain't even gonna see that movie. I said Daniel Day-Lewis was supposed to play Lobo, and now he switched and he took the role from Depp. So he's going to be in that movie, and his girlfriend just, she goes, blows Adam Sandler, or whoever the fucking nigga with the red hat elevator, fat protect, Jonah Hill in this bitch, like, the J. Cole song. I know. Anyway, bro, I'm gonna go fuck off, kill myself, so I'll send you a note. Hopefully they send it on the news. Feel me?
Yeah.
I know, I'm just so sad that everyone rejected me for the job.
Bro, you can work for me. Fuck all that other jobs, bro.
It was just one I wanted. They wanted me to work for Facebook until they learned I was other than a name and email, but a sentient, autistic human being. They don't want me at Facebook. Which is very ironic, considering the CEO, but apparently no one has a sense of humor in this fellow.
They don't know.
They know? God, bro. Ain't no motherfuckers got a tiddly lally. Orly po. Apropto. Siddly, butterly, puttily, go. Gabagoo and holy ho. Oh my lord. Like the Venetian of the Merchanza. Ipari. Del Porsche. Of my lotus flower. She got Pacino Lala. Rip off a skin for an eye, like limb, like Jeremy I, not Day-Lewis, the other Harry Gary Kim. Iron mask, it's flask, like DiCaprio in this wet dream cobble flask. These guys, Day-Lewis, DiCaprio, Don Cheadle, make it happen. What, bro? Maybe Terrence Howard and that too. What happened? No, that wouldn't be good. Dwight Howard.
Yeah,
Jabbar.
Steve's?
No. Steve's best friend tried to kill my mother and maybe girlfriend. But definitely my mom, maybe grandma, brother. Like, crazy, bro. You should call Steve, though. I hope he's well. I just don't want to talk to him because it was like danger threat. Ryan, on the, he was complicit in what Ryan tried to do, but that's outright like murder in the face. Like, I'm gonna either report him, shoot him between the motherfucking eyes and the dits and lies, revolver ball between the head. I just have to get more rich and mad money that I could have Wahlberg and departed and disappear, ghosting like a Bankman Freed, except you were on weed and your face everywhere covered. You can't go covert, it's over Ed. Like a sped, lead, and Ned, don't get on a Zeppelin, call it bed. Yeah. Really, that's a story. Yeah. I know. Thank you, brother. I probably won't off it tonight, but if I get that rope long enough, Bourdain used bath towels or some shit. He's pretty smart. The ideation feels good when you're on a heroin tour. I do believe it was a hunger thing. The boy, no go down, breakfast twing. That could ever do it. Never miss it, knew it. But I believe in Twine, he was hungover, missing his entire day before, no food. And if you don't eat for like 36 hours, and you're like off drugs, or with and your girlfriend's cheating on you. Oh, that was what did it. She fucked, you know, Kit. And then some Italian guy, so he offed it. And that almost happened to me in high school. Like, exactly to a T. Just as ugly of a girl. And except I was a pedophile in that situation. You know?
Word. No, bro, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Bro, you gotta get off them crazy.
Oh, the heroin. Yeah.
Right? You gotta get off of it, bro.
I know. I do so little, but so I do the amount that fits on a ballpoint pen head, big time. That's how much I do, like 3 grains of sand, and that's enough. if you smoke a shitload of weed and you do it consecutive for 2 days, twice, just wait 24 hours, and then on the third day you snort alcohol to wipe off all the used toys, cum stain, like snot nose that you get, and you watch Smallville as you jerk off for 4 hours waiting for your stupid ass Chipotle pizza and grow up now. That's the secret of the functioning drug addict who apparently is too smart to get higher. I'm so sorry. Well, it was just to kick the withdrawals easily and not build tolerance.
I know. I messed up big. I feel like they want a fucking damn chicken egg.
What they want me to do, B? They say, hey, gotcha. Shit, motherfuckers, damn B, chicken lover. Got top of the in the gotcha. Unless they motherfucking damn B got me gotcha. I'm really fronting on these damn Hartleys. I just gotta get a titch in the nut, damn Hartley. Get my nuts kissed and it'll be
dutress.
Oh, wow. Yo, you know, I should pay you for fucking these conversations. Have you seen a therapist? How do you know what those are?
Because I know
You go to one. Wouldn't I be paying your therapist then if you would have been on the phone with me for free? What?
You know how much I love you, right?
I know, Brody. I love you too, my nigga. Yeah. Everyone gets so racist when they get schizophrenic.
I gotta preach you sometimes to get out of it, man.
Kanye's not gonna stop saying that Jewish people should be genocided until someone kills him. That's how suicidal he is. We'll write that one down.
Yo, honestly, bro, like, the only way I could stop you from doing heroin is live with you. That's the only way.
Not stop saying you want. Alright, so moving to genocide Jewish.
How am I gonna pay rent and everything?
Kill off the call. Your dad, bro. The one who didn't steal from you. I don't know, bro. Fuck it. I look like a wank. I'm a motherfucking piggy shank. I'm dank. Ask my doorman. Maybe he could help you sell bud. But. Nah, I'm playing, bro. I'll give you some money, but. You gotta find someone who could suck my dick. You know that shit don't. You know, cuss on his wealth.
Bro, I know plenty of girls who would suck your dick.
I know. Holla at your boy and get Raffy's sis and make her damn trisk on my gasket. I'm trimming like a...
Word. Hold on, y'all. Let me call you back, guys. Hold on.
Bye, Brody. That's how indeedly got thoroughly suicidal he is. Been there. Valley. I got Twain. I love Twain. I like my
Etsy. What kinds for you to find? For the whole family.
Our genre.